This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Tuesday as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity going back to last week. They include threats on Road 7. RP received verbal threats from a neighbor. Assistance, Kevin. Howdy, neighbor. I'm going to kill you. What?
Road 7 declares war on Road 8.
Yeah, look out. You move out in the county, Ross, to stretch out a little bit. Try to avoid neighbors, but you got that one guy. So let's see. Miscellaneous assistance on milepost 53 in Cody. Small juveniles running on the ice. Ice looks very thin in spots. There are adults out there, but they don't seem to be supervised. What are you doing? I'm supervising.
I'm ignoring the children as they play in a hazardous area.
And then disposition, gone on arrival. So they were playing out there and having a good time, but I am concerned.
Thanks.
And then, of course, by the time the deputies got there, it's too cold for these kids. They're going in, so how it works. So they're gone on arrival. So let's see. Animal bite, Ray Court, disposition, C-case. Doesn't say what kind of animal it was. Could have been a bear.
Could have been a tiger.
Yeah, on Ray Court. So motor vehicle crash, lane 13, a car flipped over in a ditch, disposition, C-case. So that was I think I read about that where a guy had somebody drive him because he was too drunk to drive and drive his car.
Or this is what he's claiming happened.
Well, you can't. You don't know. Could have happened.
It was my imaginary friend.
Yeah.
He drove me home.
But he wasn't sure who it was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the car was, he was upside down. So he went home.
And the Good Samaritan driver was running away.
Yeah. So, yeah, he went home and then called back the next day. So, hey, by the way, I was upside down for a while. So, let's see. Motor vehicle crash, milepost 13. RP called in a possible rollover in this area. Disposition canceled. Guess it wasn't. So,
okay.
Pedestrian stop, milepost 4 in Meteetse. Checking on a subject walking. Stop walking. Disposition completed. So,
freeze, pedestrian.
Unless he's like walking way out on the highway.
I don't know. Is it? What time did this call come in?
It was at noon. So somebody out for a walk, and hey, stop your walking. Come, you're not driving.
Yeah, yeah. What is your intent by walking?
Yeah. Let's see. Traffic stop, Meteetse, turn signal violation. I'm guessing not using it. They never get you for using it too much. So.
And the guy's like, turn signals? When did they put that in cars?
Let's see. 22 minutes later, traffic stop, Meteetse, cited for expired registration. 1343, Meteetse, cited for expired registration. Nobody wants to go to the courthouse anymore. Traffic stop at 1449, so about an hour later. So must have taken lunch.
Maybe.
Then warning for failure to maintain a lane. Traffic stop at 1543, driver warned for improper display of registration. traffic stop, Meteetse, failure to signal. Traffic stop, Meteetse, disposition, no action taken. He was just used to pulling people over.
Sorry, man, reaching out and hitting the lights. It was just a reflex. I couldn't seem to help myself.
No action taken. We're just going to sit here. So do nothing. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. Property found, Streamside Drive in Cody. So I'm guessing it's somewhere near the water. Found an envelope containing cash and checks for the below-listed business. Disposition, returned to owner. Why don't you just bring it to the business? Oh, had to have a deputy come and pick it up, and then the deputy brought it to the business. So don't know how much it was or what it was. At least they brought it back. So that's, you know, and during these times, Russ, you probably don't need to take your bank deposit and just chuck it out the window. So I don't know. I'm no business person. Well, wait, I guess I am. So.
What?
Miscellaneous assistance. County Road 8VE in Clark. RP would like to speak to deputy about rental property at the address. Disposition. Assistance given. Renting up in Clark, Russ. To anybody who wants to live out in Clark.
Well, what are you calling law enforcement on?
I don't know. Maybe
is this a nice place? Is this a fair rent? Should I take it?
Maybe they're not supposed to be renting. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. So,
could be. Warrant service attempt at Jackie B. Drive. I still don't know who Jackie B. is. Disposition, see case. So
somebody put it down in an email and send it to us, please.
Yeah, and it's I'm sure it has an interesting story to it, or maybe not. It was, hey, that's my mom's name. Let's name it after her. So.
The engineers couldn't think of anything that day.
Or
they just named it, the street they named it before was Huff and Puff.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, lane 9. RP would like to speak to deputy about some items that are missing at disposition. Assistance, Kevin. One of them is 1998. Yeah, that's one of the items that I'd like to report gone. I don't remember it. Animal call other on Highway 295 and lane 4. RP says there's a deceased German Shepherd possibly shot. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, got to watch out. You let your dogs out in the county, Russ.
Oh, yeah. Got to be careful.
Yeah. So that's the mean streets, Russ, for county dogs.
Or the mean county roads.
Yes. Yeah. Drug-related, County Road 2AB. RP would like, speak with a deputy. Disposition, assistance given. I'm guessing about drugs. That's drug-related. Unless the guy's on drugs and wants to speak with a deputy. So that could be. Traffic. Oh, back to Meteetse, 1219, 1337, 1524, all, Meteetse stuff. And then 1701. So yeah, they're out and about.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, if you are driving in Meteetse, best to slow down to 25. Okay.
Watch your P's and Q's.
Use your turn signal. Even if you're going to the mini mart, you do have to, and sometimes it's tough. Use that turn signal. You got to use it to take a right hand turn and then a quick left hand. So use it both times. Okay. Just a thought. Animal call, County Road 2ABN. RP would like to speak with the deputy about a vicious dog in the neighborhood. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So that's, it's people, you don't get a lot of salesmen showing up to that guy's house.
No.
So, road hazard blockage, milepost 11. A downed tree blocking the eastbound lane. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. I guess it might have been windy in the Cody area.
No. Wind never blows.
Yeah. That's a problem that we have. Downed trees, downed limbs, power lines go down too. So, suspicious activity. In Meteetse, a vehicle in the area.
Get him.
Well, you can't walk.
You can't walk. You can barely drive.
Fraud-related, 5th Street. Franny, 5th Street, Russ. That's right. I think it only goes up to 5 in Franny. So how many more do they? RP says she was scammed out of money. Would like to speak with a deputy. They usually don't scam you out of gift baskets, you know. So,
but gift cards.
Well, they do gift cards, yeah. So, which they turn into, I'm sure, some kind of cash. So, but this one scammed out of money. Referred to other agency. And again, there's lots of scams out there nowadays.
Well, and you know, we had mentioned some of the COVID-19 vaccine scams. I actually had somebody ask me to expand on that, which I will do later in this broadcast.
Oh, okay, good. Property damage, State Street in Meteetse. RP says a flatbed trailer struck one of the pumps earlier today. Disposition,
C case. So there you go. If you're pulling a flatbed trailer into the pumps at the Wee Market over there, that's sort of a tight squeeze. So,
and trailering is a bit of an art. So
yeah,
you got to kind of just be a little more aware.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Matizzi. RPC's a red flare on the side of the highway. This position, unable to locate. So by the time the cop got out there, I was like, yeah, the flare went out. Okay. Then theft, road 1WAW.
Good Lord.
RP reporting theft of road signs. Disposition seat case.
Somebody, I wonder if it said 1WAW.
Yeah, on 1WAW. We've had a rash of stolen signs in the county.
Well, and then
it's a new thing. So
I read an article, and I don't remember what it's, I'm pretty sure not Wyoming, but that the state was changing all their mile markers to get rid of the 420 marker.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They kept getting stolen.
Yeah. So, they now are working on getting little camera set up. So if you're caught stealing one of the signs, they're probably going to charge you for all of them.
Maybe. Okay? And signs are not cheap.
Yeah. So you will be charged for all of those. Plus, they'll definitely take your picture and show it to everybody. So won't be something you want to put on the Christmas card.
No.
Okay. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where it's no scam. Those are low prices at Aldridge's. So check them out. Anyway, appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter Report.